FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
This episode of the Financial Survival Network is brought to you in part by Sandstorm Gold Royalties. Sandstorm Gold Royalties is a different kind of gold company. They purchase royalties on select mining operations and receive a percentage of the revenue in return. Sandstorm now has a portfolio of over 185 gold royalties around the world. See how gold royalties differ from other gold mining investments at sandstormgold.com. That's sandstormgold.com. Sandstorm Gold Royalties trades on the TSX as SSL and on the New York Stock Exchange American as SAND.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 12/13/18. Hey, as always, be a part of the show and write us. The email address is kl@kerrylutz.com. Well, hey, lots going on with the markets. Metals prices look like they're sticking around here a little bit. Maybe they'll take a little dip down, but looks like the cycle probably in the next 6 months is going to turn. In any event, if the debt crisis really takes off, all of that can change at a moment's notice. Debt out of control, $22 trillion. Spending out of control. Trump has done nothing to rein it in, and neither has Congress, or the Congress. Al Quesada is with us now. Al, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Gary.
Pleasure. So what of the debt? What are we supposed to do here? It's really out of control, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness, it really is. I mean, if you think about it, think about this. You know, we're soon going to be paying more interest on debt than what the government spends on the military, Medicaid, and Medicare. Can you imagine that? Soon, we're going to be paying more on interest. I mean, to bring up the run up right now, you know, it's almost like a 1-2 punch brought on by the need to to finance a fast growing budget deficit, you know, and it's been worsened by cuts and rising interest rates is going to make the debt more expensive. So, you know, for the last few years, you know, the lawmakers have been able to enjoy, you know, just piling on the debt because interest rates were low, and now all of a sudden, we got interest rates that are rising, so it's going to make that debt even more. And what's even more scary, I think, is that, you know, within a decade, more than $900 billion in interest payments will be due annually. And that's outpacing any other maraud of a program that they have out there right now.
And nobody seems to want to do anything about it. Trump originally ran on a platform that he wanted to address the debt, but nothing has happened, has it?
No, nothing has happened. And, you know, the tax cuts, you know, that were passed late last year, you know, even created a deeper hole. And, you know, it's raised spending by about $300 billion over 2 years, which is going to add more financial pressure. You know, I know that there were the bet there was that if we put more money in the hands of the, of our consumers, then that would help stimulate continue stimulating the economy. The issue we have is that we don't know what the outcome of that is. And now you're placing more money with people that are more in debt because even, the debt crisis that we're having as individuals is almost astronomical too. So it's really, just really interesting times as to how are they doing this? What are they going to do with it? It's really interesting because one of the things we've seen that I think is kind of a dynamic thing to look at is that in the past, when there's a recession, spending has increased. And when there's prosperity, when we're out of recession, then spending goes down. Well, this time we have a hot economy and at the same time, spending has gone up. So it's almost like pouring gasoline on a fire.
Yeah, well, if you look at what's happened, though, tax collections, in spite of the so-called tax cut, which for many of you out there was the exact opposite. It was a tax increase, perhaps for the best educated and the people with the highest income potential. And perhaps that's why the Republicans lost a lot of seats in the House. But tax collections are at record levels. They haven't diminished at all, Al, because of the tax cut, which tells me we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. which you and I have known this for decades already, and yet the politicians can't figure it out.
Yeah, there is no, you know, there is no, nobody has even come close to attempting to address what this is happening. And I, you know, part of that too has to do with the fact that, you know, some people have asked me, Al, are we on the same path as Greece and things like that? Not anytime soon, because here's the other side of this, right? You know, we're still the world's reserve currency, mm-hmm. which means that the United States has plenty of borrowing capacity left, because the Fed can print money with fewer consequences than any other central bank out there. Mm-hmm. So we have the printing presses behind us. And, you know, as long as we're the world reserve currency, we're okay. If that were ever to change. And, you know, there's been a lot of countries out there, China and the whole group of them that wanted, they're trying to put things together to overturn that. But right now they do have the issue of that they can, you know, they have that crutch that they can, they just print money and they keep printing and printing and printing. However, something's going to happen. You know, when this economy slows down, what's going to happen? I mean, how are they going to backtrack on the taxes? How are they going to backtrack on the fact that they can't? Are they going to increase taxes? Are they going to reduce the program's entitlement program? What are they going to do? It's just out of control. I mean, if we ran a business like this, I mean, geez, we'd be gone decades ago.
Yes, that's for sure. So all these problems, and there's no political will to deal with it, right? I mean, that's basically what you're saying, right? No political will.
I agree with you. I think nobody wants to. I think it's a tough thing to take on. No one, you know, nobody wants to hear you need to increase taxes. Nobody needs to hear you're going to decrease, you know, spend. Yeah. You know, so I think it's just going to keep rolling and rolling and rolling. But you know what? It's not if we're going to have another recession. It's when. And if we don't get things fixed, there's going to be a big price to pay down the line here.
Yeah. So is there any voice out there of reason that's really saying let's address this issue? Let's get down to it.
You know what? There's been a small clamor of it going on right now. But you know, with the fact that you got the Republicans saying, "Hey, you know, we needed to increase spending to take care of these taxes," so it's hard for a Republican to say that. Mm. And then the Democrat to say, "Hey, you know, we disagree with increasing spending when you know." We put all that stimulus program together back in 08. Mm-hmm. So, you know, both, I think they're all just, they're so caught right now between a rock and a hard place that I don't think anybody has the guts right now to come out and say, hey, there's something needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. So we have to wait for a disaster, right?
You know what? That almost seems like the only time that somebody's going to say, hey, you know what? We're a nation in crisis here, because the numbers are astronomical. I mean, think about the fact that we're going to be paying over $900 billion in interest annually. Holy smokes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, so, you know, and the deficit is expected, you know, to total nearly $1 trillion next year, growing at $1 trillion a year. So, I mean, that's just huge. It's huge. And again, like you said, nobody's really taking this on.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, nobody is. And what do you think will be the thing that sets this death trap off? What can we look to for indications that the gravy train has run its course?
Well, we won't see it as far as us going bankrupt as a country, but we will see it as a fact that, you know, interest rates rising and everything else like that, that's what's going to affect us. And what's going to affect our wallets, because then, you know, that's going to spill over into the markets and everything else like that. And I think that, you know, it's going to take a lot of people being upset to finally make somebody else that we elect to do something, because I think it's a combination of many different things. I don't think it's going to be one epiphany that we're going to have that says we're in trouble, because all you have to do is look at the numbers that say we're in trouble. Mm-hmm. Do think though that, you know, we're running into a near financial crisis because a lot of this, and because of the way that we made money so easy for so many years, and now it's tightening up, and then we have trade wars, we have interest rates rising. Those are the things that are going to affect us down here. Mm-hmm. So I think we're in for some interesting times.
Oh yes, we are that. So what is Joseph Spak supposed to do about the impending debt crisis?
Well, I'll tell you this. One of the things that you need to, I tell everybody, they need to really understand where they are in their time of life. If you're anywhere within like 5 years, even 10 years near retirement, you really need to start paying attention on managing your risk. And as you approach retirement and you're in retirement, it's more important to manage the downside than it is the upside. Mm-hmm. Because remember, when we get close to retirement, we're going to start drawing assets out. We're going to start drawing money out. And to draw money out, we need to be able to have the engine, which is the principal. Mm-hmm. So it's really good. You know, the average person that if you're near retirement or you're at retirement, it's really time to look at what type of risk you're taking and what are you able to withstand. Mm-hmm. If you're younger, well, then you have the T word is on your side, the time. You have time and you can hang in there more. You're working, you're pumping money into your account and everything else like that. But I think it's really a crucial time for the pre-retiree and the retiree now, because again, it's not when, you know, if we're going to have a recession is when. Mm-hmm. And I feel that's going to be sooner than later. And you don't want to go back to 2008, because again, when you're in retirement, we don't have the time to recover. And if we're taking money out of our accounts, that's money that's not in place to recover. So it's a recipe for financial disaster. Mm-hmm. So I really strongly urge individuals that are in that circumstance to really start figuring out ways, talking to their advisors and saying, how do we manage risk?
Mm-hmm. So everyone needs to be a risk manager, whether you know it or you don't know it now. You're managing risk. You might be doing it badly, but you're taking on risk you might not be aware of. What do you think the biggest risk is that this baby boomer generation is taking on that you're not aware of?
The biggest risk is healthcare.
Mm-hmm. And how so?
Well, because I think most people are not prepared for long-term care issues. We address a lot of things, but we never, we're a country that's very underinsured for long-term care. And then you think about it, there's a 60% chance that one in two of you are going to go to some type of long-term care facility out of two people, out of a couple. Mm-hmm. And the cost of that is astronomical. And, you know, that's something that I think that we're not addressing, that people are not looking at. And, you know, we insure almost everything else, but we don't insure some of the things that we have a really high risk mm-hmm. of being exposed to. And I think that's something that's coming out of the pipeline that I think that, people need more education on that and what that really means and the cost of that. Because, a lot of baby boomers are almost like in that sandwich generation now, they're still taking care of adult kids and they're taking care of older parents. Mm-hmm. And they're starting to see what that cost looks like. So, I think that's something that I needs a little more attention and more education.
More education. So that's the biggest problem, but there's so many of them. Many of you out there, baby boomers, believe that you're never even going to get an opportunity to retire. What about that? We're undersaved for retirement as well.
Yeah. The average American has not saved enough. In the state of Michigan, we're one of the few states that still has a lot of pensions out there and everything like that. But in a lot of states, pensions have gone out of they're thing of the past, they're dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. And people are, the onus has been put more on the individual now to take care of themselves in retirement. And the fact is that retirement is a 25, 30 year proposition. And running out of money really is, it's really to rank it as running out of money is number one, and then probably healthcare is number two. We're running out of money. And, we see so many people that are, in their late years, still working, going at it, mm-hmm. trying to make it. And it's only going to get, tougher because, again, issues like that we have with all this debt, with everything else like that, with programs being cut and everything else like that, it's going to make life more expensive. And that's why it's important to keep an ear out and keep educating yourself as to what's really happening with this debt crisis that we're having. Because eventually it all trickles down to us. And the ones that end up paying are not our lawmakers, but us. We pay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. We know that's for sure. The taxpayer pays for everything eventually, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, hey, Al, so people want to find out more about you, connect with you. Where do you go?
We're easy to find. You can go on the web, and we're at summitgp.com, summitgp.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can look it up on Facebook and CKS Summit Group. Or you can always call us, 586-286-5820.
All right. Hey, Al, it's been great having you back on. And questions, comments, be a part of the show. Email us, kl@carrylutz.com. Twitter feed at Carrie Lutz, Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. If you're on YouTube, then please subscribe, like, and share us. If you're not on YouTube, then please share us with somebody else who you think can get something out of the show, might enjoy it. We love your support. And Al, we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for stopping by.
Take care, Carrie. Happy holidays.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.